This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
They're going to be out for the short term. Mitzi is upper body injury, and he'll be out. They'll both be out for at least a couple of weeks, so it's not short term for him. And our doctors will be evaluating that. There's still thought that it could be right around that range, and there's thought that it could go a little bit longer than that. So it's too early to tell on both those injuries, actually, the depth of them.
We saw the play with Mittelstadt. What happened to Yoki Haru? I mean, he played up for the last 4 minutes or so.
Yeah, I didn't see what happened, but it happened the first period he played through it. So that's obviously a good sign that he played the rest of the game through it. And you know, he was sore the rest of the game, played through it, and obviously flared up more. And we have more information, but we don't have enough information until things settle a little bit more.
Is he upper or lower?
He's lower. He's lower. Yeah, I'd like to think we have 20 main guys, I guess. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, Mitzi's his play has been incredible. So yes, it's a big, they're big losses. You know, Yoki has been paired with Dahls and done a real good job. And Mitzi was, you know, in essence, our number one center. So I'm bummed for those two guys because they did it, you know, they came in the season prepared and in shape, and they had a great training camp, and right away in game one this happened. So it's a bummer, but again, the overall scheme of things, we sat Ruotsalainen out last night, Hayden out, and Butcher out, and we didn't want to sit anybody out. And, you know, so there's other guys. We're an evolving team. We need to see everybody. Everybody needs to play. Everybody needs to play as much as they can. And you can only give guys so much ice time. And obviously when you take two out, there's more ice time for somebody else that needs to evolve their game. And that's the silver lining for them.
How close is Samuelson?
He's skating, so I believe today was his third day skating, Paul. First two, he couldn't put a lot of pressure there, but he had a much better day, and it's looking good, positive. Now, what that means, I don't know when he'll join practice, but I would guess he's getting close to joining practice. Within a week, I would say, he'd be joining. But then it could be real fast from that point.
As far as the stage goes, we've seen in the past that
You know, he's played some history, you know, through his career, youth career. He played a lot of it, and then a little bit after, beyond his youth career. So, you know, I think it's not unnatural for him because he's had time there. And then I do believe it fits his skill set. Like I said, he picks up a lot peripherally, and now he can pick it up both sides instead of being wedged on a wall as a wing would be. So I think that excites him. And, you know, when he moves around, he's a better player. I think when he moves and he can move east-west, lateral, more skills within his skill set come out, and that's what continues to excite me, and I know it excites him as well.
Don, how much do you know Cousins now has to step up here in a little bit of a different role? But I think the one play that stood out last night, he doesn't end up on the score sheet, was when he comes back on Anderson on the Olsen goal. I mean, what does that say about a center that young being able to make that play and being cognizant to do it?
You know, on that play, Mike, he sat for quite a while. I mean, he was on the bench. I was sitting trying to figure, okay, I got to get him back on the ice. It's between TV timeouts and power plays, penalty kills. I think we had a bunch of penalty kills. And he was ready. He was trying to get limber. I think one of the TV timeouts, he jumped out to skate. And I had to get him back in the game as quick as I could. And he went. I didn't watch the replay of the game, but it was by the penalty box, I think, what you're talking about. He back-checked, stripped the puck, created the opportunity for the goal that became a big goal and, you know, denied momentum the other way and obviously created momentum our way. So a subtlety, but a big play in the game at, you know, a big moment, obviously, after he'd been sitting there for, you know, not the time on the clock, but at least 10 minutes in actual time with between shifts, I'm sure of that. So heck of a job by him. And he's, you know, you know, he's maturing before our eyes. He really is. He's picking up more detail, you know, when and playing harder. He's elevating his game and game intensity. And we see that in practice. Most of the stuff you see in practice before you see in a game, he's taking practice a lot more serious. And that's a good sign.
With Robert Hague, is he basically what you see is what you get? Did you get pretty much exactly what you expected on him?
Yeah, Robert Hague I watched in Ann Arbor, Michigan back in 2011. He was on the Swedish team, 95 Borns, and I remember him. And he's one of those guys that you wish you could play against because he aggravated you so much even as a coach. I mean, he was a hard-nosed defender. And John Hayden was on the team, and Will Butcher that I was coaching at the time, and we all remember him. He was a tough guy to play against. And, you know, I still think there's more to his game now that, you know, he's taken one experience in one organization in the NHL. He was excited to come here and saw coming here as a new opportunity to become even better. And he's approached it that way since he's arrived. But he hasn't lost his identity, which last night you saw in defending and defending hard in hard ways, which is I think he had 6 block shots. And that's not easy.
As far as Will goes, I mean, he's a guy, quite honestly, I think a lot of people thought would play right away, but I mean, now he has a nice opportunity. How patient has he been? And I know it's been one game, but how has he kind of handled this?
Yeah, Will's handled things like a pro the right way. We gave him a couple really hard conditioning skates because he wasn't in the lineup. And he thrived on it. You know, he's a guy that wants more and wants to find ways. Just like I said about Robert Hague, these guys that come from different organizations and they see this as a lot of times players leave their first organization and they learn so much. They have hindsight now. So they come to the second organization with a lot of hindsight and a lot of drive to build off of that hindsight they now have. And he's in that same category Robert Hague is. You know, he's finding ways to get better every day, and I didn't think about who would be a healthy scratch, to tell you the truth, before the camp started. Just let these guys play and know at the end I'm going to be sitting 3 guys I don't want to sit if everybody's healthy, and that was the case last night, and he'll get a look now. We know the business. We had a couple guys out of the lineup now, injuries on day one, and the guys just have to stay ready for their opportunity.
Defenseman, what do you look for when you decide who has to go to their offside?
Yeah, that's tricky. I don't know that I have a criteria for that, but we'll be looking more after they go in the lineup, unless guys have had a history there. It's still going to be a read and react for us as coaches to see how they fit and maybe different chemistry too. But Will has played the offside, his left shot, played the right side, and he'll do that tomorrow. As you saw out there, he's with Dolls today. We're inclined to keep it that way for tomorrow and read and react like everyone else.
With Hague, how does some of that mentality you just talked about play into the way you want the guys to play on the penalty kill?
It plays right in. I mean, it's, you know, do whatever it takes is kind of the mentality. And if you couldn't intercept the pass or you couldn't push it down and you got to block the shot. And, you know, He did more than block it. He engulfed it. He attacked it. So that's motivating, inspiring to the rest of the crew, and really sets a nice precedent for us.
As far as Tage goes, you might have mentioned this last week or something, but he likes the challenge of becoming a center. He's a position with a little more prestige, maybe you could say.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Tage in general likes a challenge. He's bored if you don't challenge him. I mean, he just—he is. He likes to be pushed. He wants to be pushed. He's a quiet guy, so you almost have to figure that out. But when you do push him and you do challenge him, and you got to lay it out for him too, because he's a very intelligent, you know, person as well as player. He embraces it, and that's a fun part of being on the other side as coaches. To work with a guy like that.
It was only for 25 seconds last night, but you did give Rasmus Dahlin a little chance to kill some penalties. Now with Joakim Harju out, has he earned the opportunity to do more?
Yeah, we're definitely not hesitant to put Dahls on the penalty kill. His intelligence, his ability to read plays, anticipate, and break plays up is there. It's just more of a matter of ice time. It's not he can or can't play penalty kill. It's, you know, we don't want to give him 30 minutes a game if we can give him 25 and give him the adequate rest. You know, we don't want to overextend him, I guess. And the other guys were obviously effective. If that remains, then, you know, he would probably not get as much in that situation, because, you know, if he kills 2 minutes, and you know how the games are, it's you're probably going to get the next power plays. Is I mean, I don't know what the analytics are, and we need him there more than the penalty kill. So it's more of a decision that way, Paul, than he can't play penalty kill.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.